the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are on our lovely planet. I burped. I'm Ariel.
Is that your Indian name?
I burped is my new Indian name. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia. And welcome to our show, Being Here. You know, the truth of the matter is, it's all about being where you are when you're there.
It really is.
That's where life becomes inspiring. That's where you get enthusiastic. That's where this infinite curiosity of youth shows up. It shows up in your being where you are. You know, the future, it hasn't gotten here yet. And if you're worrying about aging, you're wasting this moment of your life. If you're worrying about anything, you're wasting this moment of your life.
I really saw this week in New York City at Monday Night Alive, our seminars that we do there, people came in having completed their day at the start of the week, and they left younger.
They left enlivened.
They left enthusiastic about their lives.
You know what did it? They got engaged in the moment for a long enough period of time that they forgot the story of their lives, and they forgot their, quote, problems, and they got here.
And they forgot their internalized ideas about their age.
Right. They forgot who they thought they were.
And you know how they got engaged? By listening.
Exactly. But it's a non-preferential listening is what does it. You see, if you have preferences or ideas about what you're listening to, you'll filter out, your mind will filter, will filter out what it deems as unimportant or irrelevant to your agenda. And when that happens, you miss everything that's being said because you're not listening to hear what's being said. You're listening to hear what you're looking to find out or figure out or see. And so you miss being in the current moment.
We actually saw an example of that this past week where we were speaking with a woman and we mentioned that we had a radio show. It came up in the conversation and it was like, oh, do you think people there would want to hear about my product? And it was clear in that moment that she hadn't been listening to us at all. She'd been waiting for an access point to promote her agendas. Now, some of you may be listening today with the agenda to not get old.
Some of you may be listening today with the agenda of fixing your partner.
That definitely happens.
Yeah. All right. Some of you may be listening with the agenda to listen. See if you can drop all of that.
And just relax a little.
Have some fun.
Fun.
Fun is the access way to enlightenment.
And, you know, I really love, kudos to Leah, who's been managing our Facebook pages and putting up the post, of course, we approve everything and we go over it, but she put up a George Bernard Shaw quote for today's show that said, "We don't stop playing because we grow old. We grow old because we stop playing."
Yeah, getting seriously ages you rapidly.
And you know, it's interesting how we get enculturated to get serious
at a certain age.
And to get ahead. And we develop a picture of what a mature person looks like, and it's usually not the person who's playing.
No. They're usually serious. They're usually looking at getting ahead somewhere. You know, what's really amazing, and what Ariel and I have been trying to tell people in any way we can over many years now, is that life really will support you if you keep your fingers out of the machinery. You know, striving to get what your idea of well-being or satisfaction is will not produce well-being or satisfaction because you're striving after something you think you know. You know, there was a Jesuit poet named Saint John of the Cross, Saint John
de la Cruz.
De la Cruz, and he talked about, or in one of his poems, he talked about something I don't know that I may come on randomly. You know, when you discover something new that you're not looking to find, but you discover this magnificent tree with all its leaves turning colors. It could be anything like that.
I'll tell you something. I came on randomly last night in the middle of the night. Shai was awakened from a dream with a cramp in his right calf. I don't know if you've ever gotten one of those, but if you get like a Charlie horse or cramp...
It seems to happen with aging.
it can be very intense. And so he's like, ow, ow, ow. And I woke up and I worked on the cramp, because it's a little difficult to get to a calf, you know, if it's you. There was a couple things about that was really
especially
wonderful.
Especially if it's cramping.
I woke up as a yes. It wasn't like, oh, God, no, please. You know, our friends Pamela and Dave have been talking recently about being a yes to the needs of their new infant son. If you are a yes, to what life is requesting of you, even if it's not in your plans, you will stay young. There's a youthful quality to it. And then, of course, we were awake. So it was like re-meeting Shia. And the moon was over the skylights. It was very romantic. And
romance took over.
It did. It was fun.
It was.
But the main thing was that there was a newness to it. It wasn't like, okay, can I go back to sleep now?
You know, I know who this person is lying next to me. They've been there for 31 years.
That's right.
Right. No, it was new. Hey, we got a caller on the line. What? Sharon.
You with us, Sharon?
Are you there?
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Okay.
Only okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, let's see what we can
do with only okay.
Yeah.
We're pretty good at this.
Oh,
right. What would you like to know?
Well, I thought this was a pretty interesting show, and I was interested to talk a little bit about aging, because that's definitely something that I'm encountering in different ways. But one of the things is, you know, years ago, when I was much younger, I heard the statement that age is just an attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And I always really liked that. I thought it was a really positive way to look at aging.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've kept that in my mind always. And I'd say that in general, I have a pretty youthful approach to my life. And I continue to be very active. I'm very social and I'm very physical. I do a lot of sports and I work out, and so I think on that level I've kept that all in a good place. And I think
there's a butt here.
I sense a butt coming, Sharon.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what's the butt?
The butt is something that I've noticed is that I kind of look younger than my age, and I believe act younger than my age, but there's a good but. But I am my age, you know, and so I think I have an uncomfortability with it, with that myself, where I am, and I have found that I stopped talking about my age a number of years ago, and that's just sort of not a place I go, and so I think it's interesting.
Well, okay, so let's talk about the three principles of instantaneous transformation. The first one is anything you resist try to ignore, push away, don't want, don't like, will stick around. It'll grow stronger, and eventually it will dominate your life. Actually, there's no eventually about it. As soon as you resist something, your life is dominated by what you're resisting. You see that?
Yes.
So if you have the idea of aging as a negative thing, then you're going to try to resist that by pushing yourself into exercise and working out and being social and try to avoid this nagging below the surface, I'm getting older.
Fear, concern, thought, pre-programmed, internalized idea.
Yeah, because that was put in there way before you were really cognitive. You picked it up from the people around you and things they said or facial expressions or, you know, you sensed that aging was not a good thing.
I actually found it more, I think it was less from family and that, because my father lived till 86, and actually my mom always said that he would die when a truck came off the Grand Central Parkway into our backyard and ran him over because we were right on the parkway. You know, he ended up having a disease, but his mom lived to 105, so we had a tremendous amount of kind of positive aging in our family.
Yes.
So I actually had my grandmother was amazing. I mean, she was completely cognizant up until she died, and she was like kind of happy and engaging and not exactly the life of the party, but you know, at 105, people thought that she was more 80 than 105. Nobody ever guessed her age. So actually, on a certain level, I was around a very positive experience. I think it's a little more in the regular social world. And
okay.
Well,
that's fine.
But you got to realize, when we go to school,
mm-hmm.
At age 6, 7, 8, or kindergarten, and our world is not just what we've seen in our families.
Mm-hmm.
It's bigger. It's television. It's media. It's ideas that are inculcated into us.
The Golden Girls.
And it's interesting. I know, Shai, I didn't finish the three principles, which you can get back to in a moment, Shai.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
But it's interesting how your mind, like most people's, is structured in change. And in change, you have the dichotomies. You have old and young, but you also have positive and negative. And you keep using this word positive. But and even your idea that age is a state of mind, which I've heard, and it's a really cool statement.
And it is true on one level.
But somehow when you're talking about that's a positive one, so I've kept that in mind, I often think we gather positive things to counteract the negative things, mm-hmm. which is a form of resistance.
Mm-hmm.
And even the looking at and the conversation you have about whether you're young for your age or it's an interesting, it's not, you're not just exercising. You're not just being social.
You're exercising to not
stave off age. And here's the thing.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I think you would continue to exercise and be social and have all these positive attitudes. But I also think, I don't know that your actions would change at all, Sharon, but I'm really clear that there's a bedrock underneath that you haven't seen, and if you see it, this is the third principle, non-judgmentally recognize it. It can let go of its hold over you.
I do see this. I mean, I love when I'm at the Monday nights and, you know, you both are just very open. You're very open about everything, but you're certainly open about ages, and it's like I would like to get there myself.
Well, how old are you?
I think. This is what I think. I actually have ignored it. 55.
55.
Oh, please.
You're a youngster.
You know, I'll give you my mom's secret for
aging well.
She's 88 in December. I call her up. She's like, what'd you do today? Well, I'm making lunch. I baked the cookies. I'm going outside. I'm planting. And then I'm going to get the leaf blower and do the yard. She's just amazing. She said her secret is to find younger friends.
Mm-hmm.
But that aside, let's go back. See, there's something very interesting, Sharon. I notice that when I say things, you agree or disagree with what I'm saying based on what you know.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's not true listening. That's agreeing or disagreeing. The thing is this. I may see something that you don't know or see that doesn't fit into the paradigm of life that you live life through your system of filtering the experience of living. And so your mind will immediately say no to what I see because it disagrees with what you know. Doesn't mean I'm inaccurate in what I say. So you defended your family as being youthful. I'm not making any derogatory statements about your family. I'm saying that we all of us, absorb the culture we live in, not only from our family, but from our friends and the media and everything around us, the church, synagogue, temple, whatever your religious orientation is, that's been programmed in. There's this whole conditioning that happens to all of us, and it filters life through that conditioning. So you filter how you interact with your life through the conditioning rather than you getting to be your own hero, where you are living your life not in opposition or agreement to anything, but to what's true for you in your heart. And that's very rare, Sharon, that people live that way.
Right. The thing I'm aware of about you, Sharon, one of the things, I'm aware of many things at once, but, you know, you're so smart. You're so intelligent. And, you know, and your mind is very clear and structured, so you can, you know, look and recall things and organize. You're organized in a way that a lot of people aren't. And one of the things that, as Shai's talking to you, I realize that there's this possibility of abandoned, childlike wonder, and I know you experience wonder, I can't quite articulate it, but there's a measured quality about yourself that you learn that's like a cloak over top of your youthful nature.
Well, you're coming to Costa Rica with us. Yes?
I am.
Oh,
well, that's
good.
Going to be so good for you. That is going to be so excellent.
I get
goosebumps thinking of what you will discover about your brilliance there.
I like that.
I would like it, too, because it's really true. It only takes a little time, and that's all it really takes.
Yeah. I forgot about that. I'm very excited for you.
Yeah. It's going to be great. You will, all I can say is it's going to be great, and we got to go for a break now.
I have something I'd like to, talk with you about after the break. Can you come back?
Sure.
Perfect.
Excellent.
All right, we'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes. Just a reminder for those who are interested, November 1st, 2nd, 3rd, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday in New York City, we are doing a course, Living a Complaint-Free, Drama-Free Life. You know, complaints and drama, two big youth killers, really. You're invited. I am excited. I've been looking at who's coming. We have people coming from Germany and Switzerland and Kansas City and California and all around, and it's going to be an eclectic group of people.
As well as New York and New Jersey.
And Connecticut and Massachusetts, and, you know, looking at what's possible. And so you're invited. Investing in yourself in an unreasonable manner, in what strikes your fancy, what captures your passion and your interest, keeps you young. It really keeps you young. So if this course is for you, don't hesitate.
And listening to the thoughts in your head about you can't, you're not good enough, and you're not going to, you're getting old, and all those thoughts, they keep you old.
They really do. Sharon, you still with us?
I am.
Excellent. Ooh, your voice.
Changed.
Yes.
Spoke to you last. See, transformation can happen. Yeah. In an instant.
It was something you said in that first segment. You were talking about you love that we're open and you're hoping to get there. Well, you're already there. If you can see it in us, it's something contained in you. And I think you simply underestimate who you are, as we all do, and what you have to offer. And part of what you have to offer is being a vibrant individual who happens to be 55. We were having this conversation with our friends Bill and Charlotte Saylor, who they are our closest, oldest, I mean, as in long-term friends. Shai's known them since
for about 50 years.
And of course, I've known them as long as I've known Shia. And he was a tenured professor at a large art school. She still does...
Dental
hygienist. And they recently have bid on and are buying a house in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and making a move from a lifetime of living in Park Slope, Brooklyn.
And they're in their 70s.
And it's not to go hibernate till they die. It's to go and restart his art career. He's got a studio. They're building on to make it more of a studio. They love the nature. They're realizing that it's retiring into something new. And we had a conversation with them about making sure they share that with people because it creates a new reality of what's possible. And I see that with you as well, that if you are experiencing inside yourself privately all of this youthful expression of yourself, if you express it out, you become a community leader wherever you are, and you create a possibility for people. And Shai and I actually saw that yesterday with two aging men.
I had a doctor's appointment at the
local hospital, because that's where the
doctor's offices are. And there were two men who were in their late 70s, I would say, maybe even early 80s, and they were greeters at the door, the entrance of the hospital. They were greeting people.
And asking if you needed help and just having conversation with you while you waited for the elevator or when you came out. You know, and they said, oh, see you again soon. And
we both said simultaneously, hope not.
And then we said, you know, it's not personal to you. And they were laughing. But I could tell they were well in themselves because they did something that made a difference.
Exactly. It's like the Albert Schweitzer quote. You know, I don't know what your destiny will be, but one thing I do know, the only ones among you who will be really happy are those who have sought and found how to serve. You know, making a difference, taking your attention off of yourself keeps you youthful. Having your attention on how you're doing and getting where you think is important, that ageifies you. New word.
Well, I just want to leave you with one last thing. I'm not sure when you signed up for Costa Rica it was a reasonable choice. You know, sometimes we look at things and they seem like big ticket items to us or like a big investment. And I say making those kind of heartfelt leaps into the unknown, whatever the unknown may be for you,
keeps you young.
And our hats are off to you.
Thank you. Thanks for the call. I appreciate that.
Yeah. How you doing now, by the way?
Now?
Yeah.
Now?
That's all we got.
This is the only moment there is.
Yeah. Well, there's, I have to take the attention off of me.
What was that?
You have to take the attention off you?
Nah.
Second principle. You can only be exactly
as you are.
So if your attention is on you, don't judge yourself for it being there. You're perfect.
Just notice it. And see what's around you. It'll pull you back into the current moment. And the third principle is anything you allow to be as it is, even your self-judgments. If you don't judge yourself for judging yourself, they complete themselves.
So if you're self-consumed, hey.
Enjoy.
Have a party.
Party on, dude.
And I will listen to the rest of the show because it's interesting for me.
Great.
Good.
Have a great rest of your day.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. I know we have another caller.
Yeah.
Speaking of Hamburg.
Yes.
Germany, or we said we have people coming in from Germany. It's Elka. You with us?
Hi, Elka.
Hi. Hi, Aria and Saya.
Hi.
Hi. Nice to hear you.
Nice to hear you.
Yeah.
You know, you are so much younger than when we first met you all those years ago.
Yes, that's true.
Isn't that cool?
I love that. Yes.
Yeah, it is. But I called in because I have a question.
Okay.
Okay.
About how to handle with more ease my negative thoughts about my aging, which sometimes even flash through my mind, and where I think that my old prejudices, which I had when I was younger, about how old and slow people are when they get 63, for instance, like I am, they catch me up. And I have an example. When I lately filled out an online registration form for a Spanish class, I felt somehow a need to add a photo where I'm looking quite nice in order to show that I'm still all right because I had to put my age in the form as well. And sometimes I'm so, yeah, like stupid that I think they could think.
Elke, can I stop you for a second?
Yeah.
Look, I know you. I know you well. You're a gynecologist in Hamburg. You deal with a lot of people who deal with aging. Women judge themselves and how they're doing in life by their attractiveness.
Yeah.
And also even if they are tired of having their menstrual cycle, or they've had all the children they want to have, or they never want to have children, as they age and the menstrual cycle completes and they go into menopause, we've been pre-programmed with an idea of what that means. So every day you are confronted or meeting or servicing people who have judgments about themselves.
And here, the interesting thing is this. The other day I was watching a football game. It was a few nights ago. I was watching a football game on television. And I wasn't really rooting for either side. I was just enjoying watching it. And after the game, the side that I was hoping would catch up didn't. And I came to bed and I said to Ariel, you know, this is the strangest thing, but I am feeling depressed.
And defeated, and like my life mm-hmm. has no meaning. And
I don't know what is going on. I mean, I feel like a fraud telling people that they can have a joyous life when I'm feeling this way. I don't know what happened. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we're going to fast forward the film for a little distance. And I get a call the next day from a friend of mine, a close friend of mine. And this person said that they had some problems at work and people were questioning their integrity. And they were upset about it at the exact time I was feeling upset.
Oh, yeah.
See, and they thought about me.
Yeah.
And that
uh-huh.
thought linked up with me.
Yeah.
So I was feeling how they were feeling.
And Shai's friend was like, oh, I apologize, Shai. I know that's happened with us in the past.
But what I'm saying to you, Elke, there are women that you work with, you know, as their doctor, as their physician, as their consultant, that they hold you in high esteem. When they worry about their health, they think of you. When they worry about their aging, they think of you.
Now, here's mm-hmm. how Shia handled it. Number one, he communicated it. And number mm-hmm. two,
I looked at the three principles of instantaneous transformation.
One, if he resisted it, it was going to get worse. Two, he could... Not only could he only be the way he was, it was perfect the way he was.
Exactly. And it wasn't like I succumb to I could only be the way I was. It was I embraced that this is the only way I could be.
Third is that he allowed it, not to get it to disappear, but he simply allowed it and also recognized that when we were going to get up the next morning, there were things that we could do, direct ourselves in our environment rather than into the conversation in our thoughts.
So we cleaned our house. You know, we had just come back from Germany, and we then went off to the Caribbean for a few days to get a little R&R. And,
and we had been ill, and so things had kind of fallen away, and so we just brought things back to order.
Right. We brought order back into what was our immediate surroundings, and then it was over, and then that fellow called in.
But what was really neat about it is if you can be okay with those, quote, negative thoughts as they go through, you become a gift to the people around you, because it's as if Shia's friend picked up a telephone and made a call on the psychic hotline.
Right.
Yeah.
But the telephone goes both ways.
Yeah.
If you feel a disturbance in your force, to use a Star Wars term, and allow it to be okay, it gives them the possibility to be okay as well.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great idea. Yes, yeah, I could.
And look, you are so beautiful. Really, you are. So your aging is beautiful, too. You know, we're going to get a little intimate here. But during the middle of the night last night, Ariel and I made love. And I've been with Ariel for 31 years. And we are both aging. I'm 72, next birthday 73, Ariel's 55. It was so beautiful. It was so lovely. It was so new.
Yeah.
Unique. Because we were there for it. Now look, if you judge yourself and how you're doing, nothing you do is going to be satisfying.
Now, mind you, and it's really good to have this conversation while we're speaking with you, because I know that you are a health professional as a gynecologist. I just want to back up to remind people that if you are aging and your libido has flagged, that things are getting less, there may be things either that you're missing organically in your system, whether it's testosterone or whether there are certain supplements that you need. And I have to say that there have been times where, for the two of us, we've been less amorous, the erections were less robust, or my sensation level in orgasm at some point became non-existent. And it was really due to missing testosterone. We didn't have enough in our system.
And so recently I had a testosterone implant put in, which releases it over 4 months. And it's great. It really is great because I don't have to think about it. I'm just my old robust self coming back without any attention on it. It's very nice.
And sometimes if a person is ill, overtired, or missing something, their thoughts follow. So it may be, for some of you listening who are thinking you're old, you may just be underslept. You may not be getting enough sleep. And I'll tell you, we have to manage our minds ourselves every time we catch a bug. You know, when we were in Germany, we got a cold. And so I have the expectation or the picture of me with a certain level of energy, but if I have a cold, my level of energy generally isn't commensurate to my idea of how I should be. And I have to respect that, otherwise I think I'm getting old.
Yeah.
And if you think that and believe it, it's true.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know, my life is so immediate. I forget yesterday very quickly, and so I forget that I've been sick, and you know, forgetting that you've been sick, you don't feel as energetic as you should because your energy has been depleted in the healing process.
And then you go, I'm aging. I'm getting old.
No, it's just that I've been sick for a while.
Yeah, sometimes
excellent.
I cannot, I think, sometimes I think it never can be like this, like that you are really old, or because I'm feeling energetic too and doing a lot of lovely things and feeling me quite fine. So, yes, I care for me as well.
Yes, you know, actually, over the summer, after I had shoulder surgery this spring, and I was in a significant amount of pain, and I was having to take pain medication to manage it because it was intense enough that I couldn't think, because all I could do was think pain. And I wasn't feeling physically well. It was also a time for me to discover how to be well in myself and not make decisions about what that meant for the future, because my sense of myself in that moment was diminished, as in I couldn't do certain things, I was hurting, I was tired, I was healing. I think people make an awful lot of decisions about who they are and what they're capable of in moments of contraction or diminishment or
And then they go forward with those decisions as that's them, period. They forget that they made the decision when they were less able, and then it carries forward over time.
You know, we have, not have to. We get to take a break. Can you come back with us after the break?
Yes, sure.
Oh, excellent.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll be back with Elka shortly, so come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, The Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction, now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Hi, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Being here. Yes. Look, next week's show on October 30th, this is a reminder for the people in Europe and the United Kingdom that it's 1 hour earlier because your daylight savings time is 1 hour before, happens a week before ours. So
tune in an hour earlier next week.
Yep.
Or you'll miss the show live.
That's right.
Also, in New York City, in November, for the first three Thursdays, the 7th, 14th, and 21st. 21st. That's pretty funny.
You're entitled.
I am leading a course with our dear friend and professional vocal coach, Susan Finch, called Speak Up. We're doing three classes. And I think I know when you hold back your self-expression, it ages you. It's going to be fun, and you are invited. And by the way,
all the details are
on our website,
transformationmadeeasy.com,
or you can find out at Monday Night Alive. And if it's something that you think is for you or friends of yours, you can share this show, everything. Share with your friends.
Yeah, it's about networking in your life. And speaking up will definitely get you the stuff you want in your life.
Yeah, you still with us, Elka?
Yes, I'm here. I'm still here. I'm listening.
You know, it was interesting. Whilst I had the shoulder surgery, and one of the things that initiated the shoulder surgery when it became apparent that I needed it was Shai and I went to go salmon fishing. As you know, fishing has been a passion of mine, and I actually hold 5 current
women's world records for the international game fishing.
Yeah, for the largest fish ever caught by a woman on a fly rod for certain fish, etc.
Great.
We went to go fishing. The fish just hit the line, as in grabbed the fly. It sent a jolt up my arm that was so painful, I spontaneously had such a shock. I started crying uncontrollably, which my poor guide, I freaked him out. But it was really interesting in the ensuing months how I looked at that fly rod as if it was the culprit, and as if fishing was the activity that caused the pain. The pain and fishing became merged. And it was really, of course, Shun, I talked about it, and I knew that that was silly, but I had to manage myself. And it was very interesting that when we got back from Germany and I wasn't feeling well, and I wanted some heat, the first thing I thought was, let's go fishing. And I went, and I caught my first fish in a year. And I didn't fish a lot because my arm isn't up to it, but I have to tell you, I am so glad that I didn't allow that folding in my mind to stop me from an activity as if I'm too old for that now, I'm past that now, that I allowed myself enough time to heal and didn't have to have that be a life changer, game changer for me.
You know, when you said mm-hmm. that just then, it reminds me of a time when somebody said to me, how much longer do you think you'd go big game fishing? You know, how many more years? And that was a little drop of poison that has worked on me for years. So if somebody can say something which seems innocuous, but it really can poison your system, and then you start doubting yourself because if I reach the age that I can't do this anymore, you know? It's just amazing how we are influenced by our environment. But you know something? We can influence our environment. The telephone calls both ways. If people try to tell you you're getting old, you can get them enthusiastic about their life by how you're being. You can be an inspiration in life, and be an inspiration to yourself and others.
Yes, that's good. I will do so. And I'm looking forward to see you next week.
Yes. Elke is coming from Germany for living a complaint-free, drama-free life. It is not too far.
And it's not too late to register.
If you want to meet her in person, come join us. Hey, thanks for calling us today, Elke. Lovely hearing you.
Yes.
Yeah, loving hearing you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We have another caller, Mac. Are you with us?
Hi. How you doing?
We are awesome.
I know that. I've been listening to you.
You know, I have to tell you, we've done this show for six years plus, and this is one of the things that keeps us young.
It really does.
Engaging in transformation keeps us young.
Well, the other thing is, we have Monday Night Alive in New York.
And the Premium Excellence Club.
Right.
Watching those videos
keeps us young. We not only are leading the courses, we participate in them. But, you know, it's been said that the teacher teaches what he most needs to learn, your students, this case may be. And, you know, so we teach how to live in the moment because that has been our Achilles heel in life, where we got lost in worry and fear for future events rather than being where we were.
That's one of the great things I like about attending your courses and listening to the podcast, that kind of thing, is that I never get the sense that you are observers. You are in the course just like everybody else, and it's your experience as well, and it's just really great to see. Great to feel.
You know, my hat's off to you, Mac, and to your wife, Ellen. I look at it, when you first came to one of our workshops, of course, we've known you for many years, but when you first came, Ellen was pregnant with your son, Zach, who is now, how old is he?
24. He's 24, right.
And he's coming to this course, which is very cool.
Right.
As well as your younger daughter, Joanna. but that you've not treated yourself as too old to keep investing in yourself, and you don't treat it like, I should know that by now.
Right.
There's still this sense of wonder and interest and willingness to be delighted by what else is possible.
I love that. I've heard you say it before, and I was thinking of a question of, you know, what's the magic of keeping, you know, aging but not growing old? And I think that's really the answer, is just keeping that curiosity, that willingness to be surprised or learned, or just being there for things that happen, because they happen all the time around you.
You know, children are so remarkable because everything is new. I mean, I was telling Ariel that the first time I ever tasted bacon, I remember it because it wasn't something that we had in my house, and I went to spend a few days at my aunt's house, and she served it, and I didn't know what it was, but wow! They probably used less chemicals in it 70 years ago, I don't know. But the idea of it, it was new, it was exciting. Certain things, I remember eating things for the first time, and I was so, wow, this is something special. Now it's not special because I, you know.
We went to a local farmer yesterday. Guy's name was Charles, and
he's 84 years old.
And you know, he hopped off his tractor to kind of trot over to the
fruit
stand because he has a little fruit stand in his backyard. And I started buying things, and I thought, oh man, I want to invest in this guy. So I kept buying more. And he had Honeycrisp apples. Got a huge bag for $6, which,
wow,
you know, they're like $4 a pound in the store. And we got gourds, and we got a pumpkin, and we got, you know, it was just
tomatoes.
It was really neat. But what was neat was how excited he was to tell us about the one-room school he went to and his wife. And he's like, he showed us pictures, and here we are in eighth grade, and
he was chasing
me
since
second grade, and it was like there was so much life and enthusiasm in this man. You know, I went away feeling enlivened.
Inspired,
that's absolutely.
That's right.
By getting interested, you know, a lot of people come in there, I'm sure, and even though he's engaging, they're rushing to get somewhere.
I think he was filling the bag with apples, and one from another basket rolled off. He goes, "Ooh, this one wants to be in your bag." And you see, it was just a
very sweet
exchange because we were not busy going somewhere.
We were there. See, being here is all there is. This is your life right now. So in this moment, Mac, you can only be on this call, and that's wonderful.
It absolutely is. Another thing about your courses, too, that I've noticed over the years is that age is just irrelevant. It's just we have people there that come that are teenagers to the 20s, to 30s, to 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and it just doesn't matter. That the age just does not matter. And it's very cool to do that. I'm surprised at how old I am sometimes, because I just get out there and do what I do, and it's very cool. I'm 68 years old, and I'm younger now than I was when I was 50. I believe that is true.
That's actually true.
That is actually true.
I don't know if you were listening when we spoke to Sharon. As youthful as she is, there's another level of youth possible for, because there are certain constraints that we are enculturated with, not necessarily about age, but it includes age. And, you know, you started a whole new career. You're the general counsel of a whole new law firm, and you did that in what, when you were 67, 68?
Yeah, I was 67. It's just been earlier in 2013, but I did take an early retirement, and back then when I was 56 or whatever it was, that I took an early retirement. I had some idea of semi-retirement or not working, but that just didn't work for me. I just got involved and active, and then one of my clients says, hey, come work for me full-time. And I said, that was a great idea.
Well, you see, working is therapeutic.
Yes.
People need structure in their lives because, you see, we've had structure in our lives, And when that structure falls away, we feel as though there's loss and there's upset wrapped around it because, you know, you don't have something to do. We are so doing-oriented, us human beings.
Right.
You know, we're constantly trying to do our lives right. And you don't have to do your life right. You just have to do your life as it's showing up.
Yeah, and in that, I realize taking a slight right turn in this conversation, but not really, I realize that there's loss associated with leaving a job, loss associated with moving from Brooklyn to Santa Fe, at least potentially. There's loss. People experience loss.
And loss creates upset.
And if you don't let yourself experience it, you get old really fast.
Right.
You know, my mom lost 3 siblings. She's the eldest of, I think,
8.
And she has 1 sibling left. But she lost 3 of them within a month.
Wow.
2 of them died within a day of each other. They were twins, her young twins. And I watched her process loss. And if you don't allow yourself to let go of people who either die or people who choose a path where you can see that they're heading toward personal disaster, and there's nothing you can do to stop them, if you don't allow yourself to experience that, you give up.
Right.
Here's the other thing. You got to start operating like other people are God in their own universe. They know what they want or don't want and what's best for them. And so we keep do our best not to try to get in people's way when they want to do something.
Right.
Because it's their choice.
Yep, and people you love, that's difficult, but it's absolutely necessary.
Well, if you love them, you let them live their life.
Yep, yep.
You don't try to impose your values.
I mean, you could offer support, but if they don't want it, that's definitely up to them.
Right, it really is.
You know, we're coming toward the end of the show.
Okay.
I want to let everybody know next week's show is about passion, patience, and perseverance.
Yo.
Going to be good.
Yeah, it's almost like fly fishing, huh?
Yeah. Mr. Mack.
Patience and perseverance.
Most lovely to hear your voice today.
Yes, thank you for calling in, man.
Thank you. Good to be on the show. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
All right. Bye.
That's it for today, everybody. If you want to know more about what we're up to, just go to transformationmadeeasy.com. If you love the show, share it with your friends.
Right. Share it with your friends.
Yeah.
Share it. And, you know, you can email this show to people.
Yeah, Facebook. It keeps you alive.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here. And we'll be back next week, so come on back.
Bye.
Don't miss being here. Bye.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.